Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Activities Director Lee Nelson about preparing for the fall sports season.
Well, fall sports are coming here soon as school gets back into session. So first off, kind of talk about the preparation process of not only making sure that the activities department can, you know, function well, everyone's in school with all the safety requirements, but then making sure all the activities that are planned kind of go off just as safely.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is we now have a season with baseball and softball under our belts. And, you know, could kind of draw on those experiences and things that worked well and things that we need to tweak. And, you know, we know there are different types of activities that will be held, but we could take a little bit from what we learned this past summer and use it to make, you know, hopefully the best decisions, and certainly keeping student safety at the top of our list. So, you know, it's a lot easier, I think, probably than it would have been, you know, if we didn't have that summer season. But there are a lot more activities and just so much difference in how they operate. So that's really the challenge right now. But I'd say we have the framework, and now we just got to try to find the tweaks for each different activity.
One of the things you talked a lot about for that summer sports season was trusting the coaches to make the correct decisions. And like you said, now you have that experience. Is that kind of something you've tried to resonate with for the fall sports coaches?
Yeah, I think the trust has to come into the practice planning and how to keep kids, you know, as far apart as possible, as much as possible. Again, these activities are a lot different than baseball and softball. So there are some different things that we want to keep in mind when we're doing it. But, you know, again, not just with the coaches, but we also have to trust spectators that they're going to do the stuff that we ask. And knowing that there's a lot of things to do on any given night, you know, the least amount you have to police spectators for following guidelines or not, you know, really helps too. So there's a lot of trust on all levels for our department.
What has been the safety discussions, or what have they been like, you know, regarding football compared to cross country or golf or volleyball? Kind of talk about the differences with those sports that you were talking about.
Well, I think you can see the difference in each activity just from how they're played. You know, looking at those that way. You know, from the side of, you know, hosting those competitions, there are definitely different processes we have to think about, you know, to make it work. So, yeah, they're all going to be different. I don't think we have a firm grasp on exactly what a competition's going to look like. At this point, we're really trying to get the practice part nailed down, communicated, so that everybody knows, you know, what we expect. You know, the challenging part is, you know, we've heard a lot about the return to learn and all that stuff that will happen at each school this fall, but, you know, again, sports kind of become the guinea pig in this season. So, you know, again, we do have some experience because of baseball, softball. So, you know, we're just trying to figure out practices right now because they are different than the ones we had this summer. But there are some things that we can take from this past summer and move them right into some of our activities this fall.
Well, I kind of talk about your work with the facilities as well, because I think that's a huge thing where, you know, baseball, softball, like you mentioned, getting the dugouts, making sure there's the social distancing, and, you know, making sure that, hey, we're outside and policing the parents, you know, you trust them to take care of that. But it feels like maybe indoors might be a different animal or a challenge.
You know, certainly a difference that we haven't had yet. We haven't had an indoor sport. So we are going to really think about and draw on what others are doing too. You know, I don't think we're trying to create our very own, you know, just Indianola set of guidelines. There's a lot of people that we can talk to and try to get some information from, and hopefully we can create a plan that's, you know, best for everybody. What that's going to look like for spectators and any of those people that are around for those games, not exactly sure yet. You know, we're starting to throw some ideas around, but again, trying to get as many people their thoughts together, you know, so that we can make an educated decision for the best of everybody that's at those events.
Well, and something that I've always asked you over the last several months when we've talked about this has been, I know this has kind of been a collaborative effort, a lot of information shared across multiple agencies, multiple schools. So kind of what have you heard as far as kind of, like you mentioned, everybody putting this together rather than everyone has their own unique thing?
Yeah, I mean, we all meet and we all talk and we all bounce ideas off each other. And, you know, I would say from a conference standpoint, you know, we may not meet every single day, but we probably talk about something every single day, whether that's through text or email or whatever it may be. Again, everybody's going to do something probably a little bit different, but can we find a common set of guidelines for conference events? You know, you think about volleyball will be a conference schedule. So how close can we make each place mirror each other so that people understand what those expectations are when they're going there? But yeah, we have the ability to talk about things, but at the end of the day, we also have to decide what's best for our kids, what's best for our fans, what's best for our school and community. So, you know, you do lean on them, but at the end of the day, you got to kind of come up with your own as well.
All right. Well, what are your final thoughts on kind of getting ready for this fall season to begin here in just about a month?
I think we've all learned a little patience, a little grace with everything. You know, I remind our coaches, you know, that this isn't the situation we necessarily want to be in, but it's a situation that we're in, and we really have no control over that part of it. So what we can control is how we design things and how we take care of our kids. And at the end of the day, whether we're in a pandemic or not, our one goal is always for our kids to have the best experience possible for each activity. So, you know, again, patience and grace you've learned throughout the last several months, and we'll continue to try to remember that as we move forward.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.